Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the 21st of May today, and I'm just walking back from the school for the second time today. Yes, I had a meeting. Just going back now to do some work, and some paid work, that is. I've already been out and about this morning, because after drop-off, I had to go to the post office, and it was funny because I ended up walking there with another school mum, and we had a little chat, and it took slightly longer than intended because we had sort of to exchange things, because we don't really get to catch up that much these days, so we did that. That took a bit longer. I had to go post office, pick up some pizza for tonight, because I've got less than an hour between returning with the kids from Amelia's dance lesson and having to go out again. To another meeting. So I thought, I haven't got time to pre-cook either. So I'll just get some pizza, and the kids love pizza, so that's fine. Oh, look, they've reparked now. I can actually get through on the pavement rather than having to go in a road. Well. There was a couple of contractors there this morning, and I asked them because we had to sort of ferry the kids around the cars. There was another mum with two kids as well. But they've reparked now. Wow. It is possible. So, yeah, and then it was quite funny because I said I'm not going to the Pentecost service, which... I've never seen this before, was on the field. And then, funny enough, by the time I came back, they were all coming back. And I tried recording a boo, but I just got totally distracted by having to say hello to people. And I forgot what I was saying. So I thought I'd record again, because I don't think I made a lot of sense by the end of it, or even in the middle. So... So the big news we had to discuss was yesterday was the school concert, and that was the first time I went to a school concert because I never had any children performing there. So I mean, it's usually only those parents who go. It was also an afternoon concert. Usually, apparently, they're in the evening, so there weren't that many parents there. But it's always nice to go and support all of the children who perform. And it was nearly an hour and a half, actually. It's very long. The choir performed, and I took some recordings, so I'm hoping to maybe boo one or the other, because they sang some funny songs, very entertaining. It was very interesting to see that, you know, who plays what and how many children play an instrument or more than one, and there's some very, very talented children. So that was cool. But obviously the main attraction was that Amelia was performing. That's why I was really going. Amelia played viola, and we had to wait until nearly the end of it when she was on. And she did absolutely brilliantly. She performed a piece she's studying for grade one at the moment, and she performed one of those pieces, so that was quite involved, but I thought she did really well. It was getting quite warm and the children were getting fidgety. I'm not sure that she was too bothered about that, or even having to wait through the, because I mean, I know with performing, you know, if you're up first, that's a bit poo because nobody's warmed up yet. You know, and you might have it out of the way, but your audience is not quite ready yet, which is why I think, you know, professional comedians, etc., or shows or whatever, you always get a warming up act to get people into the mood. But obviously you don't get that for school performances. So you end up having to be the warm up act. And that's a bit hard when you're just, you know, trying to entertain people like that. From the cold, as it were. But it's also equally hard to be up last, because, you know, people are then a bit jaded and they're getting a bit or maybe, you know, even bored, but they've had enough by then and they want to go home. And if you're up last, that's, you know, plus you've got to wait through all these other acts and watch everyone else do it, and you're still a bundle of nerves. Or maybe that's just me. So, I was more nervous than she was. I don't know. She said she was okay. But yeah, she just got up and she played a piece. She was accompanied by her piano, by her viola teacher who played piano. And she played her piece and she did really well, and she got lots of applause. And so, yeah, it was interesting because the kids went wild when the soloists started, because there were groups of children in the middle. But yeah, when it was the soloists, they went absolutely wild. Just because, I guess, yeah, that's, and it's a big thing, because that's the other thing. It's a big thing if you have to do it by yourself and everybody's looking at you and it's just you performing rather than being a group of people. So I thought she did absolutely brilliantly. There were some other children who, who'd been playing instruments, learning instruments for much longer. And funny enough, they chose some simpler pieces to perform. Don't know why. But anyway, I thought she was absolutely amazing. Really great job. So yeah, very, very enjoyable concert. So you see, that's what we had to discuss. Seeing our children there. So, yeah, so that was a really good one. And then afterwards, it was a bit of a rush because, I booked them into the dentist, not realising that, you know, it's a school concert. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done, because we got out there a bit later than normal. So, went to the dentist, but that was all fine. Yeah. And now today, I just got some flowers earlier to feed the butterflies again, because, you know, they probably want to eat during the day rather than at night time. But it's actually quite warm out there, especially now in the sun. So I'm hoping, we're not going to have a lot of time, but I'm wondering, you know, while the pizza's warming up or something, whether we can possibly let the butterflies go. That would be great, because then that's done and dusted, because I don't really fancy keeping them until for another week or two, just because the weather is not great. They're looking quite lively at the moment, actually. It's the wrong boo to say that on, isn't it? Right, okay. Oh no, one's hiding back there. Yeah, I mean, they're probably ready to go, so. And it's nice out there. I went out with my winter coat this morning and then very quickly got too warm, so now I'm just in a t-shirt. And it's okay, but the air is quite chilly. But in the sun, it's nice and warm. Anyway, that's enough for me. And as I said, I need to do some work. So I shall leave you all to it. And air temperature's still way below 18. Oh well, maybe by this afternoon it'll have warmed up a bit. Right, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.